Harmony Baptist Church, providing a message of hope to the hopeless.
All right, turn with me, please. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse number 3. We have been preaching on ever-increasing faith. Ever-increasing faith. Should our faith be growing? Come on, church, talk to me now. Should our faith be growing? If it's not growing, is it staying the same? No, it's not, is it? If our faith is not increasing, what's it doing?
Increasing.
Amen. You're learning. Amen. If our faith is not increasing, it's decreasing. Your faith is not going to stay the same. And here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, Paul said to the church of Thessalonica, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because..." You got your Bible open here? Read this with me. "Because what? That your... groweth exceedingly." He said, "We're thanking God for you because your faith is growing exceedingly." And not only faith is growing, but notice, "and the charity," or the love, "of everybody," of everyone, "toward each other abounded." Boy, wouldn't you like that to be said of you today? Wouldn't you like for the Lord to say that of Harmony Baptist Church?
Amen.
Wouldn't you like for the Lord to say that of Chip Graham, Chip? "Your faith is growing exceedingly, and your love towards the brethren is growing exceedingly." What a blessing that is. I want to ask you a question. What do you think pleases God the most? What do you think that makes God happy? Somebody might say, "Well, preacher, I think reading my Bible, that makes God happy." Well, he wants you to read your Bible, but that's not what the Bible says. It pleases God. Somebody says, "Well, maybe it's praying. Maybe I just need to pray more, and that'll make God well pleased." That's not what, according to Scripture. I think you ought to pray, amen? But that's not according to what the Bible defines as what pleases God. You say, "Going to church." Well, I'm sure the Lord wants you. In fact, the Bible said, "Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as a manner of son, but coming together and exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching." How many of you believe Jesus is coming back again? Well, he says you ought to be in the house of God every time the doors are open. If you believe that he's coming back, you ought to come to church every time the doors are open, and all God's people said. But that's not what pleases God. Giving my money, some of you gave a while ago. You see, God winked at me, and God is pleased with that. May I say to you, my friend, that is not the criteria that pleases God. Turn with me, please, to Hebrews chapter 11. None of those things. Serving him with my whole heart, giving my money, going to church. Here's what the Bible said. Hebrews 11:6. Stay with me now. Hebrews 11:6. You found your place. Amen. I'll wait just a second. Hebrews 11:6. Read this verse with me when you find it. And he said, "But without what?" He didn't say without going to church. He didn't say putting your money in the plate. He didn't say doing good things. He said, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a what? Of them that do what? Diligently seek him." Turn with me to the book of Psalm, chapter 57, please. I want to preach this morning on this thought, what faith does. What faith does. Here in Psalm 57, there is an example of a man who had the whole world, so to speak, against him. His friends had turned against him. His people had turned against him. He was now running for his life, hiding out in a cave. And here we find David in Psalm 57, and David gives us some things about faith and how faith is important in the life of a believer. Is it important to you?
Yes.
Come on, talk to me, church. Is faith important?
Yes.
The just shall what? Live by faith. How are you saved? Through faith. How are you to walk? We're to walk in faith. How are we to die? Die in faith. I failed to mention Miss Bonnie, her mom's funeral yesterday. The flowers are given in memory of her mother. and beautiful flowers. My wife and I, we commented, I don't think we've been to a funeral that there were so many beautiful flowers, just a huge amount of flowers. But at her mom's funeral, I didn't really know her mom, but I felt after the funeral, I knew her mom because she was a woman of faith. She had a great testimony. She loved the Lord. Amen. Wouldn't you want that to be said of you? Yeah. And here in Psalm 57, David is a man of faith. Now notice as we read here, he says, and are you found your place? If you have, say amen. He said, "Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. I like this verse here, Sister Gail. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth." I'm going to get ahead of myself right here. But you know what he's saying? Well, David's saying, God's going to send help from heaven. When everybody's against me, when the world's forsaken me, when my family's turned against me, God is going to send help from heaven. Whew. Read on. He said, "My soul is among lions. I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows and their tongue is sharp sword." Now he's not talking about physical lions. He's talking about people. He said, this group of people are like ravening and roaring lions, tearing the prey. He said, their words are like spears and arrows. How many of you in here have ever been hurt by people's words? Raise your hand. And he said, I've been hurt, deeply hurt, spears and arrows. But not only that, but notice as he describes it, and he said in verse number 4, and he says, "I even among them that are set on fire." That brings into memory what James said, that the tongue is a fire that no man can tame. Words can't. You know that little old saying years ago, "Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me"? That's a lie of the pit of hell. Words do hurt. They cut. They devour. They burn. They poison. And here's David being afflicted by these people. Let's read on. My times are going fast. He said, verse 5, "Be thou exalted, O Lord, above the heavens. Let the glory be from above all the earth. They have prepared a net for me, for my steps. My soul is bowed low, bowed down. They have digged a pit where before me, in the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah." Verse 7, "My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will complain and gripe and moan and bellyache." Did I read that wrong? That's the Frank and I Thackeray translation. Amen. That'll get you nowhere. Read it with me, church. "I will do what? I will sing and do what? Give praise." But David, you're in a cave. You got people after you. Saul's hunting you. Saul wants to kill you, David. "I'm going to sing and I'm going to praise." We're talking about faith. We're talking about faith. Faith is not faith when the sun is shining and all the bills are paid and all the kids are well and you've got money in the bank. That's not faith. Faith is when everybody and everything is against you and you don't know, you ain't got two nickels rubbed together. Our faith is trusting God. But in faith, you can lift your hands and say, "There's a brighter day coming. I'm coming out of this. The devil's a liar. And thank God, I'm on the winning side. I'm going to sing. I'm going to praise my God for all that he's done and all that he will do." Let's read on. "Awake, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early." I read one commentary on this, and in fact, this goes back to the Jewish, one of the Jewish rabbis that said this, And so I'm just going to share it with you. I thought it was good. This is what he translated, or his take on this. When David was in his palace and had the windows open, in the morning hours, a harp would set near the window, and as the breeze would blow through there and it would stir the strings on the harp, David would wake and hear the noise of a harp and the music, and he knew that God was still on the throne. Read on. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto the all the nations, for thy mercy is great unto heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Notice here, I want to give you about four things this morning. What faith will do. What faith will do. Number one, from sake of time, go with me, please. Verse number one. Look what David said. What will faith do in the life of you? He said in verse 1, be merciful unto God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth thee, yea, in the shadow of thy wings. I will make my refuge. David said, number one, faith will hide you in Christ.
Amen.
When a storm is at its highest, you can hide in God. Faith tells you that you are safe under his wings. Look in verse number 1. David said, I'm in a cave. I'm run from Saul, but this cave is not going to protect me. Where is my protection? My protection is under the wings of the shadow of the Almighty God. I can run to him when I can't go anywhere else. I can run to God, and under his wings are divine protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings. David's running. Saul's after him, and David could say, I found a better place than the cave. I found a better place to hide than a cave. I found a hiding place, and that's in him. The world will not understand you. The world, they won't understand how that you as a Christian, you could say, I'm running to God. I'm hiding in him. And the world says, how can you hide in somebody you can't see? But I can feel him. I know his presence.
Amen.
He's there.
Yes, sir.
He's here this morning.
Amen. I
can run and I can hide in him, and the world and the people around you say, how can you do this? How can you hide in someone you cannot see? But you'll say, my mind will not give in. My emotions will not crack. I will not be discouraged, because God is going to hide me. He will protect me. Faith says there is a hiding place. Somebody say amen. Where do you run to when there's a crisis? People. You could run to people and people will let you down. You could run to your pastor, but honey, I want to tell you something. I don't have all the answers. I may disappoint you. You could run to your money, but your money's going to run out. You could run to friends. You can run. Oh, I hear people say this. I just need to get away. You know? They think if I go down to the beach, my problems will stay here at the house. Honey, I got news for you. Your problems go with you. I hear people say, oh, I need a break. I'm going to come apart. I've just got to get away. I think about getting away, your problems go with you, and then you bring them back home with you. Where can you go? I'll tell you where you go. Under the shadow of the Almighty. It's not that the problem goes away, but you got somebody to help you. You can run to him, Sister Tina. You can run to him, Sister Kay. You can run to him in the hour of your distress, when in the middle of the nighttime, when you get that bad report, when you get that disturbing news, you can run to him. He's always on call. He doesn't hang up the phone. He's always listening. He's always there to help you. Run to him. If you're not a people of faith, you'll worry. You'll fret. You'll give up. You'll quit church. You'll turn your back on him. If you're a people of faith, you'll run to him and you'll find that there is a hiding place. I may not understand it. There are people still may be against me. There are problems that still surround me. But I can run to him and I can find comfort. I can find rest. I can find satisfaction, because he will not let me down.
Amen.
Choir sing. Oh, look at verse 7. My heart is fixed. My heart is prepared. My heart is ready. My heart is faithful. My heart is believing that God will deliver me out of all of my troubles. How many of you believe that?
Amen.
God will deliver you out of all of your troubles. Well, preacher, I wish I had that kind of faith. God wants to build that kind of faith in you. Preacher, I wish I had that kind of faith. Some people, they can go through storms and it seems like they're just still rock solid and rock steady. And I wish I had that. You can have that kind of faith. Amen? You can have that. How many of you believe that? That we ought to have that faith that's growing and increasing. And we ought to have faith. God takes us baby steps and then He tests us so that we get more faith and then more faith and more faith because you're going to need it down the road. Choir saying this morning, I picked it out till the storm passes over. This is what David's talking about. Verse number one, he's talking about the storm that he's in. He's talking about people after him, people talking bad about him, people criticizing him, cutting him down, Saul wanting to kill him. He's in a storm. How many of you have ever been in a storm? Brother Mays used to say, you're either in a storm, you're coming out of a storm, or you're getting ready to go into one. One of three places. 1958, Reverend Mosey Listener, that wrote Till the Storm Passes By. They asked him to write this song for Mahalia Jackson. It never made it to her. Thank God for it. He wrote this song, Till the Storm Passes By. In the late 1970s, there was a missionary by the name of Tom Jackson. And at the funeral of his first wife, Tom Jackson led the funeral procession as they brought her body into the church. And Tom Jackson sang, till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, and preached his wife's funeral. He remarried, went back to the mission field. In 1989, he and his second wife were killed in Liberia. He could sing till the storm passes over. He'll hold me in the shadow of his hand. Friend, let me say to you this morning, whatever you may be going through, listen to me, church, regardless of what your present condition is, my God will not forsake you. My God will be there every time that you need Him. All you need to do is run to Him, flee to Him, hide in Him. He is the shelter in the time of a storm. Number two, what does faith do? Look in verse number two. Faith cries out to God. Look in verse two. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. The sad thing is, Brother Russ, a lot of people only cry out to God when they're in a storm.
Right. Right.
What does faith do? Faith realizes that it, look in verse number 8. In verse number 8, faith says this, Awake, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. Faith says this, faith prays. I will wake up to the morning prayer in verse number 8. I'll wake up praying. Why? Because I believe God hears prayer.
Amen.
No matter how negative it looks. The world will come to you, Gail, and they'll say to you, why are you praying? Nothing has changed. It's still the same situation. Why are you praying? And you in your faith, you say, but God will hear. God does hear. How many of you believe God hears prayer?
Amen.
How many of you believe God answers prayer?
Faith
says this. Faith cries out to God. And faith says, God will hear me. And God will help me. God will deliver me out of all my troubles.
Right.
A church that has faith is a praying church.
Right.
A church that has no faith is not a praying church.
Right.
A Christian that has faith is a praying Christian.
Yeah.
A Christian that has no faith is a Christian that doesn't pray. Come on, help me out, church. Listen. People get upset. I'm just going to ride this little donkey for a second here. People get upset. Oh, you know, preacher, we need to get prayer back in the public school. And I'm all for that. But, honey, if you ain't got prayer where you're at right now, you're just barking up a wrong tree. Amen? Listen, we need prayer in the public school, but we need prayer in the home. We need prayer in the church. We need prayer in the life of a believer. Hey, listen, we need to be a people that knows how to call on God, get a hold of God, petition God, and lay that before the throne of grace and say, God, you will hear. God, you will deliver. God, you will save. God, you will strengthen. God, you will heal. Anybody getting any help this morning? No faith, no prayer. You become dry and dead. No emotion, no sense of the Holy Ghost. So Kay said a while ago, I said, God's here this morning. She said, He's here in a big time. We may have to hold you down. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I felt Him here this morning. Some look around, they criticize. Not everybody gets plugged in. I'm glad I got plugged in. Amen. Hey, can I tell y'all something? I think we ought to praise the Lord with our hands. We ought to praise the Lord with our lips. We ought to praise the Lord with our hands. We ought to praise the Lord with our mouth. We ought to just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But there are some people that don't believe in that. They'll look around and they'll say, you're crazy. You're as loony as can be. I mean, what wagon did you fall off of? You know what? They haven't been where you might be. They haven't experienced what you and I experienced. They haven't been in the hospital or the nursing home. They haven't been at the hospice home. They have. Hey, can I? God will hear. God will help. The prayer of faith shall do what? It shall save the sick. Hey, if you pray believing, all things are possible. It's not according to His power. It's according to your faith. Number three, look at verse 3. Faith believes that help is on the way. Look at verse 3. And He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me. David, you're in a cave. Have you looked around lately? David, you're cut off. David, Saul, he wants to kill you. He's jealous. David, it looks hopeless. It may look hopeless to you, but it's not hopeless to my God. Faith says this. Faith is going to send help. I believe that God's going to send help. I believe God's going to send reinforcements. Before the sun goes down, God's going to send some help. God, I'm going to hear from heaven. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But the God in which I serve, the God in which David served, God will send help in the time of need. Y'all believe that? Faith is impossible for the world to understand. But a person who walks by faith, look in verse 7. A person that walks by faith is steadfast. The storms are going to come. The waves are going to beat. The sky is going to get dark. But a person of faith is going to be steadfast. They're going to keep going to church even though they don't feel like going. They're going to keep praising God even though they don't feel like praising God. They are a people of faith. It may look hopeless. It may look like you're forsaken. But hold on. Help is in sight. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Turn over to Acts 27 real quick. The times are going fast. I'll make it as short as I can. Acts 27. I like this. Paul's on board ship. These sailors had just about lost all hope. Can I tell y'all something? When you are in a storm, the lost people around you are going to watch you, and they're going to come to you. And they're going to look at you, Brother Chip. They're going to look at your life, how you handle a storm. If you don't handle it any different than the world handles it, they're going to say, why should I even be a Christian? The problem today is many Christians are not people of faith. When the storm comes, sis, they go all to pieces. They get troubled. They drop out of church. They forsake the Lord. They quit their Bible. I listen. They say, hey, my God's not helping me. Hang on. Trust the Lord. He'll show up just in the nick of time. Amen. Acts 27, verse 21. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have listened to me. You should have hearkened unto me and not have loose from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. You know what he's saying? Can I put this in redneck English? He looks at these sailors. He said, y'all just cheer up. Cheer up! Amen. Why? For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. How can you say that? Paul, what do you got going on? For he said in verse 23, for there stood by me this night an angel of God, whose I am and whose I serve. Somebody say praise the Lord. The world's going to come to you, and they're going to look at you when you're in a storm, and they're going to wonder, have you got the real thing? The angel of the Lord stood by me, whose I am, I'm one of his, and whom I serve. And watch what Paul says. He said in verse 24, fear not. Don't be afraid. Hey, but the ship's going down. Yeah, the ship's going down, but you're going to be alive. I've got confidence from heaven. Paul was down in the hold of the ship. While he was down in the hold of the ship, he was praying. He was getting a hold of God. When he popped up on top of the ship, he said, hey, boys, I've just heard from heaven, and everything's going to be just fine. Cheer up. Read on. Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought unto Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Verse 25, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. He said it the second time. Cheer up. Put a smile on your face. Why? What? Come on, read this with me, church. For I do what?
Believe God.
I'm trusting in this ship. I'm trusting in the tackling of this ship. I'm trusting in the mast of this. No, Paul, I believe God. Ship may go down, but I'm not going down.
Amen.
Are y'all with me, church?
Yes.
You may lose a lot of things. House, car, possessions, money. But one thing you ain't going to lose, your salvation. Hallelujah, glory to God. Wherefore, sir, be of good cheer. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Faith says this. Faith says, be of good cheer. God is going to send help. Last of all, go back over there into Psalm 57. Faith brings about praising before it happens. Look in verse 9. Come on, church, read this with me now. I will do what?
Praise.
I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will do what? I will what? I will sing unto thee among the nations. What am I going to sing about? Thy mercy is great. The heavens, thy truth under the clouds. You know what faith does, Sister Gail? Faith praises him before it ever happens. Most of us want to see it, and then we'll say we're praising. Faith says, I'm going to praise him before I even see it. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. Faith says this, my friend. Faith doesn't complain and panic, but faith prays and confesses what God is going to do. I said before, a few weeks back, faith is not faith unless you confess it. You say, I believe it in my heart. The Bible says that if with the heart man believeth in righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Our problem is this. Pride stands in our way many times. Second of all, sometimes we don't want to confess it because we think we're putting ourselves on the spot. No, my God, he's going to help us. He's going to come to my rescue. When all the world has turned against me, and when people have forsaken me, your family's turned against you, and there's no help in sight, God, he's going to send help. Believe that. God's going to send reinforcement. When the sun goes down, rest assured, God is going to help you. Come on, church, praise him. Faith does this. If you're going through a storm and you don't know what to do, Praise Him. Amen. You're in a storm. You say, preacher, I just don't know where to turn, what to do. Praise the Lord. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. Musicians, would y'all come? Would y'all play that again for me? That song's been on my heart this week. Oh, my. 451, I believe it is. Hey, listen, church, we're just a minute. Please don't leave. Just listen. Look up here. A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. A wonderful Savior is He. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. While the enemy is outside, I'm hiding in Jesus. Somebody.